want to tell you about something really cool. It's going to be happening next Saturday at Bowling Green State University. The Falcons take on Western Michigan at the Stroh Center. They're going to be honoring the late Bill Frack, Findlay native and legendary benefactor to the Falcons basketball program, and BGSU Athletic Director Derek Vandermeer is with us on the line this morning. I know there are a lot of folks around the area who know Bill Frack's story, but for the benefit of those who are not familiar, I'll let you explain why he is so beloved by the BGSU Athletics Department, and why his is a legacy worth celebrating, Derek.
Yeah, well, thank you. I didn't know Bill personally. I know him through so many people that are from Findlay that mm-hmm. have shared with me stories and narratives about his past and his history. But as a an individual that went to Bowling Green, a person that was worked in Findlay, obviously. Built his business and had great success in the Findlay area, but was a very humble man, a man who didn't flaunt what he had. He was very proud of his, his commitment to the university, very proud of what Bowling Green achieved. He was probably the most notable stories I hear is an individual that was very proud of when Bowling Green would win big games in the sense of take on larger institutions with more resources and had every right to win or would be in position to win championships, and yeah. Bowling Green would swing above its belt and win big games, and it was always very proud of the fact when the underdog kind of overachieved and yeah. would have success. And so that was his legacy, and he became a great friend to our program and to generations of coaches and student athletes, and was always just viewed as a person that there was no one more passionate, more loyal, and more committed to what Bowling Green and the Falcons were achieving. And it's a person that nobody probably fully understood his financial capacity, but embraced him because of his love and passion for the Falcons. And then over the years, he became a little bit more generous. And then upon his passing, left a significant sum to the university that surprised many. But no one disputed the fact of how generous and committed he was to Bowling Green and to this great university.
Yeah, I think the quote that I remember hearing from Bill is, if Gonzaga can do it, if Butler can do it, then by golly, Bowling Green can do it as well. And he wanted to make sure that the basketball program, of which he was a tremendous fan, had those resources to be able to attract talent and really put their best foot forward on the basketball court.
I think it's more the Bowling Green students. The Bowling Green University is a university that graduates exceptional students, and they're well placed and own businesses and companies, and their CEOs and CFOs across the country, and I meet these people all the time. And I think that he latched onto this ethos that we're just as good as anybody else, right. And he wanted to ensure that he financially positioned the program for success. And that's something that I've taken to heart very, very personally. I believe I have a great, great responsibility to live up to that legacy. Resources are one, great leadership, great people. He's a person in great, he embraced great student athletes. He embraced great coaches. That's something that I feel a great sense of responsibility to, because I think that gift deserves to have someone that's championing and fighting for what he believed each and every day.
The endowment that he left to Bowling Green State University, to the athletic program, was earmarked for the basketball program because that was his passion. But would it be fair to say that it really, it's kind of a rising tide lifts all boats. It allows resources to be spread among all of the programs. It really benefits the entire athletic, all athletic programs at the university.
100%. It's when anybody invests in one area as heavily as he did, it helps us to then support resources that support other programs. I think his program, his gift to men's basketball, has benefited the growth of our women's basketball program. Mm-hmm. Our women's basketball program has had great success, and it's helped us to complement through the growth of other investments that we've been able to make because of that, to support the growth of the enterprise itself and supporting both male and female student athletes.
Now, we mentioned this recognition will happen next Saturday with the game against Western Michigan. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about what will be happening on Saturday to honor Bill and his legacy.
Well, what we've done is, you know, there's so many generations of basketball players that remember Bill. What we're trying to design moving forward is, one, we want to effectively recognize him in-game. We want people in our community to be well-educated and informed as to what his contribution was, but also to who he was as a person. We want the legacy of what is Bill Frack to live in perpetuity through how we tell his story, because it's a humble story. It's a commitment to an idea of who we should be and what we should be and how we should approach business every day, but then also making sure that we bring in people that know him, that can help tell that story. So last year we did a reception before the game. We've invited people from Findlay. We invited community members that obviously are connected to the Findlay Hancock Community Foundation. That's primarily where the gift goes to and then comes back to the university. Mm-hmm. That other supports other community initiatives in the Findlay area, because he was very, very philanthropically committed to that community there and wanted it to be successful. And so we want to make sure that the people that were part of that story are always part of it. But we've also connected with it an alumni event now annually too, where we invite all of our basketball alums, and we're trying to grow the people that, you know, were part of the past to really support and help us build the future. It's one thing that I always say to our student athletes and to our alum is that the past will build the future. If you respect the past, if you take the time to really make sure that the past is recognized, it helps you to build a philosophy of how do you support growth in the future. If you're always moving past and you forget the people that got you there, then unfortunately you'll never get to the finish line that you're chasing. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that the past is taken care of and how we're building this program moving forward.
And as far as the game itself, this is a big game in the race for the regular season MAC championship. Both the Falcons and Western Michigan are right in the thick of it. So this is a big, significant game. And boy, wouldn't Bill be thrilled with that?
Yeah, it's time. It's time that our basketball program be positioned for continued success and to really support and really be a great statement as to what that gift really meant to this program. We have a great coach in Todd Simon, a great team that's been restructured going into this year. We're going to be competing at the top of the league, and this game matters. It matters significantly. Western is competing very well. We're going to break through and compete at the top of this league here in this next 2 to 3 weeks. And as we start to develop this program, as they start to get into a rhythm, it's pretty much a new team compared to what we were last year. Most of the members of the team have transitioned, and we're pretty excited about the way we've currently been competing up until this point in the season.
Again, it is next Saturday at the Stroh Center on the campus of Bowling Green State University. The Falcons taking on Western Michigan. Tip-off is 2 o'clock, and it is a great game if you get the chance to get there and support Bill Frack and support the Falcons for a continued terrific season. It is great stuff, and what a legacy he has helped build with the Falcons basketball program. Again, BGSU Athletic Director Derek Vandermeer with us this morning. Derek, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and if you're in Findlay, just go to BGSU Athletics, contact our ticket office. Tell them you're from Findlay. We'll give you a ticket discount. We want you there. We want our neighbor, sister, community there to understand how much we value and appreciate how members have supported Bowling Green over the years.
Go Falcons. Derek, thanks very much.
All right, Ziggy.